With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A firefighters union has declined to endorse Kamala Harris for president. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The vice president stopped by a firehouse near Detroit on Friday during her swing through the battleground state of Michigan, but she failed to win the backing of the International Association of Firefighters. For 2024, the union declined to back any candidate in the White House race. Last month, the Teamsters also decided against an endorsement. Harris still enjoys support from many unions, but has struggled to lock down the same support from organized labor that Joe Biden won 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jackie Quinn reports that homeowners insurance will not help many of those in the southeast with damage from Hurricane Helene.
Insurance professionals warn many storm survivors don't have coverage unless they have flood insurance policies in addition to homeowners insurance.
Catastrophic, devastating.
Brooke Hires in Florida's Horseshoe Beach says she can't afford insurance and just rebuilt her home after last year's Hurricane Idalia.
You feel beat down, like you can't come back from it.
Very few private insurance companies even carry flood insurance. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program is the predominant provider, and that only covers losses up to $350,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Donald Trump demonstrated during his first term in office he could help keep foreign tensions from spiraling out of control.
The Trump administration conceived and executed a sensible and workable peace through strength agenda. And I think he can again if he's elected.
Former Senator Jim Talent also says that should Trump be reelected, he is going to help stabilize things going on right now in the Middle East. This is SRN News. A new study out takes a closer look at the correlation between persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. The provost there, Christopher Van Orman, says it's a great joy, quote, to have our work at Hillsdale recognized on the national level once again. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Missouri has put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan.
The hold effectively slams the door on hope that the plan would move forward after another judge allowed a pause to expire. Just as it briefly appeared, the Biden administration would have a window to push its plan forward. U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp in Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking the plan. Six Republican-led states requested the injunction just hours earlier after a federal judge in Georgia decided not to extend a separate order blocking the plan.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Dylan Gabriel threw a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another to help number six Oregon remain undefeated with a 31-10 victory over Michigan State last night. The Ducks improving to 5-0 on the season and 2-0 in Big Ten play, but they face a big challenge in number three Ohio State next weekend. More of these stories at srnnews.com.